Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Because the state is considering privatizing mental health services, agencies like Tuscola Behavioral Health Systems are concerned about the impact that it might have, as well as other possible changes that lawmakers could make. Tuscola Behavioral Health Systems, as well as other agencies and their clients, demonstrated their concerns in Lansing during the 21st annual Walk a Mile in My Shoes event, a demonstration on September 17th that was to remind state leaders of the importance of mental health services provided to more than 300,000 residents who face challenges of mental health and developmental disabilities. Those who participated in the rally appreciated Senator Dan Lowers and State Representative Gregory Alexander for attending and engaging in the event. The Lansing event was sponsored by the Community Mental Health Association of Michigan. And another local and regional news for today. The Huron County Board of Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. Tuesday, September 23rd, in the boardroom of the Huron County Building at 250 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, Patty Eyre, who is in the Huron County 4-H program as their coordinator, will provide an update on the program. And Steve Curry, who is the Michigan Association of Counties Executive Director of Michigan, will be providing a legislative update on the state. The agenda also notes that commissioners are expected to approve some expenditures for senior services, review a proposal for employee health insurance, and approve the rezoning of three parcels of land from agricultural to industrial for the Huron County landfill. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Your phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Over the span of 14 days, nearly 200 people marched from Philadelphia to Washington, D.C. in defense of democracy. From children to the elderly, members of the We Are America March arrived in the nation's capital on a warm and sunny Friday afternoon. They were tired but joyous when they were greeted with hugs and cheers from supporters and members of Congress. The mission of their sprawling walk was to unite a movement strong enough to hold America's leaders accountable. Along the way, they were housed in churches where they slept in pews or sometimes even in people's own homes. And another national and international news for today. Israeli strikes have killed at least 14 people overnight in Gaza City, according to health officials. Israel is ramping up its offensive and urging Palestinians to leave. The conflict has intensified, with some Western countries considering the recognition of Palestinian statehood at the upcoming United Nations General Assembly. Portugal plans to recognize a Palestinian state on Sunday. The Israeli military aims to destroy Hamas's military infrastructure, but with no timeline for the offensive given, aid groups have warned that evacuations will worsen the humanitarian crisis. UNICEF also reported that life-saving food for children was stolen from trucks in Gaza. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now here on WLEW and WHST. You can also check your news and obituaries anytime online by going to thumbnet.net.